Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here Monday, March 6th, second show of the day. We've got breaking news. Calvin Ridley officially reinstated by the NFL. He is now officially a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars moving into the 2023 season. Big, big news for Trevor Lawrence, Doug Peterson, and the rest of the Big Cats. Calvin Ridley has not played since 2021, stepped away from the game to attend to his mental health, then got popped for that gambling, and suspended indefinitely, was out for the entire 2022 season on that suspension. But he's back, and he's fired up to come to Duval. You've seen it throughout his interactions online on social media. He's been uplifting towards some of his teammates already. He's been interacting with me, interacting with others around the Jaguars. You've seen workout videos of him come out where he still looks like he's got it. Of course, we don't know who he's training against, but just to the naked eye, looking like a guy who still has it, you know, in these workout videos. And I think that's what the Jaguars' full expectation is going to be here, that they're getting prime Calvin Ridley. Again, this guy, he is only 28 years old, just turned 28 recently, in the prime of his career, still on his rookie deal. The Jaguars' expectation is to get the best of Calvin Ridley. I think Calvin Ridley's expectation is to come here and be able to serve as a wide receiver one for Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson in this offense. He's fired up to get to Duval. I'm fired up to have Calvin Ridley in Duval. 2023 cap hit, as of now, is going to come in at just over $11 million. It is possible that the Jaguars rework that deal prior to the season. Now, if the Jaguars do decide to do that, the second they extend Calvin Ridley, the 2024 draft pick that goes to Atlanta for Calvin Ridley in that trade automatically becomes a second-round pick. And now, look, if you're happy with what Calvin Ridley's doing, you want to keep him around a long time, you'll happily give up a second-round pick for him. So in my opinion, I wouldn't expect them to be hasty to go ahead and extend him, to go ahead and give him a new contract. I think that they'll probably try to see how he's looking, how he comes in here, how he attacks this offseason before doing anything of that nature. With his cap hit, again, of $11 million, that's going to be hitting the Jaguars' books. Also, Evan Ingram's franchise tag will be hitting the books as well. The Jaguars are expected to place the franchise tag on Evan Ingram. That's going to come in at just over $11 million as well against the cap. So you're looking at around $22 million between those two players on the Jaguars' salary cap table. I think you can expect some cap-saving moves to be just around the bend. And namely, I think the top one that's going to happen here is the expected release of Shaq Griffin, cornerback who signed with the Jaguars prior to the 2021 season. Hasn't quite gone his way. Suffered through some injuries in 2022 with the Jaguars. They have Darius Williams. They have Tyson Campbell. They don't want to pay another corner big-time money, and the Jaguars are going to be able to save $13 million against their 2023 cap table by releasing Shaquille Griffin. So what does this mean for the Jags in 2023? You know, is Calvin Ridley, is he going to come in and change the offense entirely? I don't think that the structure of the offense is going to change entirely. He is going to change the way defenses have to defend the Jaguars, though. Again, assuming he comes back full health, ready to go. And by the time the regular season rolls around, he's looking like Calvin Ridley of 2021, 2020. You know, the guy who, in his third year in the league, at 26 years old, 90 receptions for 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns, was just lighting the league on fire, was catching all the deep balls. The thing about Calvin Ridley is he is kind of a magnet, right? Defenses have to pay attention to where he is. So his mere presence alone, even when you're not getting him the football, it's going to make it easier for the rest of the offense to operate at a high level, because defenses are going to have to give Calvin Ridley attention. They're going to have to know where he is on every single play, because he can take the top off the defense. He can beat you on all three levels of the field. He's got great speed, even though he didn't test out of his mind, you know, 40-yard dash. But you see him explode off the line of scrimmage. You see him get in and out of breaks as fast as anyone on the planet right now. And so all that is going to be huge. And then you just talk about his hands. It's going to be another reliable set of hands for Trevor Lawrence to throw the football to. Going to be a guy to take attention away from Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, whoever else the Jaguars add to their wide receiver room, Evan Ingram at tight end. So I think it's a huge development for the Jaguars. And now you go into this offseason, wide receiver, not at the top of the list of needs, right? Maybe you want to add a possession receiver, a bigger bodied receiver at some point. When you look at your top three guys, Zay Jones has some size to him, but do you consider him a possession receiver? I can't say that after the amount of balls he let hit the ground in 2022 for the Jaguars. I would say, you know, Zay you can use in a lot of different ways. Do I want to throw him the ball consistently on third down when you got to have a big play? I wouldn't say that. I would say you could probably upgrade in that regard. And Marvin Jones was that guy for the Jaguars in 2022. He could potentially return, but at his age, could he go find a bigger role elsewhere? Potentially. We'll see how it all plays out. But wide receiver not at the top of the list of needs now for the Jaguars for the first time in a long time. This has been a team that's been desperate, a franchise that's been desperate for wide receiver talent since the departure of Jimmy Smith. It now appears that they have that. Under Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence, you've got Christian Kirk, Calvin Ridley, Zay Jones, Evan Ingram at tight end. You've got Travis Etienne in the backfield. There is skill all over the field for the Jaguars offense. And it's going to be exciting to see how it all comes together this summer, you know, on the practice field. That's where it's all going to begin for Calvin Ridley and the Jaguars in 2023. That is going to do it, though. Thank you so much for tuning in. Just wanted to come at y'all with a quick update. Again, Calvin Ridley, Jaguars wide receiver, who they traded for prior to the 2022 trade deadline, has been officially reinstated after he was indefinitely suspended for gambling in 2021. Missed the entire 2022 football season. Looks like he's back. He's ready to go. He's excited to get down to Jacksonville, join this football team. And I know Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence are excited to get him here too. So that's going to do it for the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. Hit that like and subscribe button here on YouTube. Helps the channel a ton. If you're on your podcast platform of choice, you can also hit the subscribe button and give us a nice review. Really appreciate y'all's support, Duval. Have a good one.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.